Let's open with prayer. Gracious Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for this beautiful day, for bringing us all to this place in this moment. We ask that you would continue to dwell among us, continue to fill us with your love and your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask that you would grant us your peace that passes all understanding, and that you would open up our hearts and our minds and our souls to hear and to receive your message of grace, mercy, and love. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So I've got good news and I've got bad news for you. The good news, if you are poor, hungry now or weeping now, if you are hated, if you are excluded and slandered, things are going to get better. You will be blessed. The bad news, but if you are rich, full, and laughing, if you are respected and others speak well of you, then look out. Woe to you. You're going to lose it all, and you're going to get the opposite of what you have. It sounds as if it is either one or the other. Blessings? You guys get to be the blessing side. Or woes? Sorry, nothing personal. I'm just right-handed, so everything first goes to the right for some reason in my mind. Blessings and woes. So what is it for you? Which is better, or which list better describes your own life? Is it blessing or is it woes? Kind of seems like the obvious question before us today. We want to know our fate. So pretty soon we begin counting how many times we wept this week. And how many times we laughed this week. We wonder, what income level divides the rich from the poor? And how many meals and calories separate those who are hungry from those who are full? Where and what is the line between blessing and woes? On what side do we fall? Tears and laughter, income and calories do not draw the line between blessings and woes. You and I draw that line. We draw that line every day of our lives. The difference between those who receive blessings and those who receive woes is not about what or how much you have. The difference is an openness and a willingness to live for something beyond this world as it is right now. Woes are promised to us who are comfortable, to us who are satisfied and secure, not because we are rich, not because we are full and happy, but because we are self-satisfied. Our self-satisfaction almost always attaches us to things as they are. And then we do all that we can to keep it that way. Our life becomes self-contained. There's no openness and there's no receptivity to a new life or a new world because we are comfortable. We have no need to look beyond ourselves. Woe to us who are convinced that we have no needs beyond this world. Woe to us who are convinced that we have no need to change. Blessings are promised to us who are empty, weak, and grieving. Not because there is any glory in poverty or misery, but because we are open, receptive, and looking for a new world. We have nowhere else to turn to, so we look for something other than the values of this world to rule our lives, to provide us meaning and to establish our identity. We need something different from things as they are. We may live in this world, but we look toward and hope for another world. Jesus is not describing a system of rewards and punishments. Jesus is not rewarding some with blessings and punishing others with woes. I'm going to read that again just so you can hear it. Jesus is not punishing us or rewarding us. Jesus is not rewarding some people with blessings and others with woes. He's describing two ways of living and their consequences. We either live for this world or we live beyond this world. It's a choice that we make every day of our lives. We choose our blessings and we choose our woes. And truthfully, we are not one or the other. A people of blessing or a people of woes. We are both at the same time. Martin Luther would call that kind of like saint and sinner. We are both at the same time. Now, I would reckon that we could all name a time when the circumstances of life left us so empty and desolate, spiritually or materially, that we have to look in a new direction. We had to open ourselves to a new way of being. We were in that moment receptive to God's blessings and presence. Likewise, there's probably been times when success or accomplishments or reputation, again, either spiritual or material, left us feeling pretty rich and full of ourselves. I've experienced that. I'm sure you have too. Woe to us who attach ourselves to what is temporal, passing, and changing. The saints of all times and ages, when we remember and honor today, or whom we remember and honor today, are people of blessings, and they are people of woes. They face the very same choices that we do every day. They are special, set apart, and different from others, but not because they are God's little overachievers, because they prayed all the time, or had perfect doctrine, or were always good and did what was right. They are holy ones, blessed not because of what they did or had, but because of who they needed, who they allowed to rule their lives, who they lived for, and sometimes who they died for. That's Jesus. Their blessing arose from their need, from poverty and hunger and mourning, exclusion and defamation, sometimes even spiritual, sometimes material. Freed them to live expectantly for the kingdom of God. If we, like the saints, can truly listen to the deep need within us, not be too quick to fill it up by our own doing, it will guide us into holy living. It detaches us from this world and it opens us up to a complete alternative reality. It's enabling us to live lives that reverse the values of our culture. Loving our enemies. Doing good to those who hate us. Blessing those who curse us. Praying for those who abuse us. Turning the other cheek. Withholding nothing as our own. And giving to those without judgment or ridicule. Doing to others we would have them do to us. Gracious God, we thank you for this reminder. We thank you for the guidance that you have given us in our lives day to day. And I especially thank you, Lord, for loving us even when we choose ourselves. When we are so caught up in our own lives and in our own minds and our own self that we can't see you. You continue to love us. Lord, I ask that you would help us to daily choose you, to daily live for others, and to daily make those choices that serve you. Lord, I thank you for all of those who have gone before us, who have taught us so many things, who have led us, and who have changed this world. Lord, I ask that you would continue to walk with us throughout this week and throughout the next few weeks. Give us experiences of your kingdom. We pray this in your name. Amen.